Hello, good morning. Hope Savara here, Chrome and Steel Radio, with a daily dose of hope. I'm coming to you live from Wisconsin. It's kind of like spring out there. It's going to be 40 today, which means I'm totally going to get outside and go for a walk. Drop me some hearts or some likes if you are on a quest to take your health back, and walking is one of those things, as one of the things I love to do. It's also a mental clarity for me. I don't bring my phone. I don't do anything. Good morning if you're just tuning in. It's a Daily Dose of Hope this morning. It's Thursday. I can't think of a better way to start your Thursday than with a little bit of positivity, a little bit of motivation, and maybe a kick in the pants, depending on where you are. It is January. I don't even know what day it is. What day is it? It's the 9th. So you've been 9 days into a new year, and I just read somewhere that 2 weeks into January is usually when people start thinking, yeah, I'm not going to change, which is such a shame because you can start something new at any time. So coming to you live today from Wisconsin, good morning. Let me know where you are coming from, where you are tuning in from, where are you parked, where are you driving, are you home right now, where is home? I'd love to know. It's always so fun seeing where everybody is across the map, coast to coast. Where are you? Do you drive the same route every time? I love knowing. So drop in the comment section, let me know. Good morning. We're talking about a couple things this morning, and maybe this is some good food for you to chew on your drive today. Maybe this is something that you've heard before and need to hear again. Maybe you have just nothing else to do but listen to me right now, and that's okay too. Good morning. You're listening to a Daily Dose of Hope show. It is Thursday morning, January 9th. And we have a couple things in store for you today. So we're going to be talking about positive changes, how to make changes, because this is a big frustration I know for a lot of people. I have struggled with this a lot, where it's like, why is my life not changing? Why are things not getting better? Why is everything still the same? And we just kind of scratch our head, pound it against the wall, get mad at everybody else, and nothing changes. So we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about the 110 rule, okay, in making changes, setting goals, reaching those things that you want to reach in your life. So if you feel like things are just floundering, if you feel like you're upstream without a paddle, if you feel like you're overwhelmed, underwhelmed, lost, whatever it is, I totally get you. I've been there. I've scratched my head, banged my head against the wall way too many times. And this 10-1 rule works really well. It can help you a lot, but of course you got to do it. We're also going to talk about motivation versus inspiration, because they are not the same thing. And you could be one of those people that is doing this and you probably need to stop. And then finally, this is my favorite. I come from the yoga world, as many of you know, and one of the big words that's always talked about is balance. Balance this, balance that. You're going to balance in a pose. You need to find balance in your life. You just need more balance in what you're eating and how you're exercising in your friend circle, whatever it is. I call bullshit. And I'm going to tell you why at the end of the show. All right, good morning. If you're tuning in, let me know where you're tuning in from. Drop me some love in the comments section. Share out this broadcast if at any time you feel like this might be valuable information for anybody else, because that's how we share the love in this world, is we share, right? I try to remember that on a daily basis. All right, so we're just going to dive right in right now and talk about positive changes. Maybe you have taken to the January 1 gung-ho, ready to go, and you're like, I'm going to make some positive changes in my life. And if that's you, congratulations, because that's a great thing to do. Whether it's January 1st, January 9th, it doesn't matter when it is. You can decide to make positive changes at any time. But really important, when we decide to make positive changes in our life, we first need a reality check as to where we are in life. And I say this with the utmost love, because this is how my life worked. This is how I've seen countless other people work in their life and find success, is we kind of have to have a coming to Jesus moment with where we truly are in order to move out of where we are. And maybe this is ringing true for you. Maybe you know someone in your life that you can see this happening in, where we're trying to change things. You're trying to reach for a goal. You're trying to make something happen, but you're living in an alternate universe. You're living in a false reality. You keep telling yourself it's not a big deal, or it is a big deal, or things are not actually as they are. And as a result, you're not getting where you want to go. I see this happen a lot when people are leaving relationships. Hey, Scott, good morning. They keep telling themselves, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine, and it's not fine, it's not fine, it's not fine. And they keep telling themselves, it's going to get better, it's going to get better, it's going to get better, and it doesn't get better. We're living in an alternate universe. So reality check is necessary if you're looking to make a positive change. And just be aware that in doing that, you may see some stuff that you don't like. That's the whole point. That's the whole idea. Listen here. That's the whole idea. When we can see things as they actually are, only then can we actually make a change. It's like looking at a piece of paper that's white and deciding in your head and going, nope, that is black. And you keep telling yourself it's black. You keep telling yourself it's black. And so you keep writing on it with white crayon. And you can't figure out why you can't see what you're writing, what you're drawing, what you're creating. Reality check, it's white. It's white. Same thing can happen in our lives. If you want to make positive changes, if you want to lose weight, if you want to get a new job, if you want to leave your spouse and find a new partner that is loving the same things you are in life and has the same goals or has the same interests, whatever it is, I don't care. It's not what the show's about. But if that's your goal, okay, if that's what you want, if that's a change you want to create, you first have to understand and get a good look at where you actually are right now. So when I wanted to close my yoga studio, there were a lot of factors with that. I had to look at finances. I had to look at if I wanted to really teach or not, if I was really happy teaching. A lot of different parameters. I had started Mother Trucker Yoga, and I wanted to close the studio so I could spend more time doing Mother Trucker Yoga and with you all. There's a lot of stuff. And the beginning, I was kind of living in an alternate universe that I really thought I could do both. I had this idea in the back of my head that I had all this extra time, that aside from having three children and a husband that has a new job and a family and a house and a new job and all these other things, I was kind of living in this alternate reality, this alternate universe that I could do both. And a few months went by and it became very clear that doing both, I would do a shitty job at both. And I see this happen a lot when people start going down the fitness route. They change their eating. They try to exercise, like all of this new stuff. They try to go to bed early, get up early. They do all the, it's like a list of like 900 things that they're going to change like that because it's the first of the year, which it's great to have goals. Hey, good morning, Phil. It's great to have goals, but if you aren't really clear, you aren't really honest, and I can't get honest for you, you have to do that for yourself. Your partner can't do it for you, you have to do that for yourself. Understanding where I actually am, that's when you can change. When I stepped out of my eating disorder and addiction and all the stuff that went with that, we call it rock bottom. Rock bottom is also known as a reality check, where it's like, shit, this is not working. This is not how I want to live. I can't keep lying to myself. This is just dumb. Like, either I continue down this path and I die, or I change, but I can't change something I'm not first aware of that's not working. So, two examples, fitness, addiction, you know, closing my studio, where do you lie? So if you want to make positive changes, if you're not happy, if you have goals that you want to get at, you first have to see exactly where you are. So where is that? Where is that? These are really critical things to ask ourselves, because I have found in my own life and working with lots and lots and lots of people, it's like we're so hard on ourselves, and we have these expectations for ourselves that are just like out of the sky. It's like somebody said this somewhere and we decided that it's true. And so because we're not doing it, we're not there yet, we're not achieving that, because our job isn't fancy and shiny or whatever it is, somehow then we think we suck. And that's just not true. It's just not true. There are so many things that we all as people living in America have control over. We do. And seeing where we are right now isn't a bad thing, even if you don't like what you see, because now you're seeing it. Remember, change can't happen if you don't know what you're changing, okay? So when we look at positive changes, when we're trying to look at staying positive in life, we have to actually see where we are. This isn't to make us feel depressed or feel down or feel sad or feel like a nobody or lost or whatever it is. It's to say, today is the day that I am going to see things as they are, and I can actually move forward towards what I want, towards my goal. And this is usually where people then get caught up again. It's kind of like these little hurdles in life. And these are all things that I had to work through the extra long, hard way. And I wish someone would have like packaged it up a little bit better. So hopefully you find some of this helpful today. If it is, please drop me some love. Share out this broadcast. This is always so helpful for us at Chrome and Steel Radio. Here's the thing. Once you see where you are, it is now time for you to set a goal. What is your dream? What it is that you want? Now, you may have many goals, and it's been my experience that when you line all the goals up and you're like, I'm gonna go towards all these at the same time, like somehow you are superhuman, like somehow you have totally avoided all of the other things that could come into contact with life that everybody else may have to deal with. And if you have that, please tell me your secret. But let's say you have all these goals, just pick one. So if your goal is to get a better job, if your goal is to lose 100 pounds, if your goal is to buy a new truck, if your goal is to learn how to cook, if your goal is to, I could go on and on and on and on. So all of a sudden you have like 5-10 goals, dreams, big things that you want. How can you do them all? How can you possibly go after all of those at the same time with 100% stamina, with like laser focus? This goes back to why I closed my studio. One, it was never my end goal for me. It was a stepping stone. But two, it's really hard to do two things, three things, four things, five things really, really, really well. And I'm not saying that you can't. I'm not saying that you shouldn't. I'm not saying that it's never possible. But as one singular person, if you're looking to improve your health, then just focus on improving your health. If you're looking to advance your career, if you're looking to buy a new car, buy a new truck, move across the country, whatever it is, focus on that first. What is the one thing that's going to get you to the next thing? And then get you to the next thing, and then get you to the next thing. You can only give so much energy to something at once. That's my point. So yes, have goals, write them down. Okay, if you've listened to my last couple of shows, please, please, please. If you're laughing right now saying that's so dumb, guess what? You're probably gonna have a lot harder time getting there. Something happens in our brain when we write what we want down. Not in the future tense. I am versus I will. So our brain digests that, absorbs that differently than when we say, I'm going to, because our brain starts to believe that we actually are. We run on about 80% of our subconscious brain on a daily basis, meaning 10% probably even less than that, 10 to 20% of our conscious brain, that's it. That's all we use during the day. Everything else is subconscious, my friends. Everything. Please hear me. This is science. This is not something I just poof pulled from the sky or Googled and found on some whack website. Like, science has proved that we only behave, interact, think, whatever it is, with our subconscious brain more than our conscious brain. So as much as we think we're there, we're already making the decisions before they even happen. We've already made them. So when you're writing down goals, if you've never written them down before, this is why this is so important. You write them down like they're happening, because then you do that every single day. You write down your goal, what you want, what you're going towards, and your subconscious brain starts going, oh, that's true. That's me. That's happening. And our subconscious is very responsible for our actions. Because listen to this. Listen very closely. Most of our daily actions, choices, are habits, not choices. This is really important. Think about it. Most of the choices that we make during the day are not choices at all. They are habits. They're habits. So what are you doing on a daily basis that truly is a habit, not a choice? You get up in the morning and you choose to have coffee. Well, actually, it's probably a habit. You always have coffee in the morning. Or you like to go for a walk at 5 o'clock, or you get up early, okay? Getting up early is a habit. It's not a choice, it's a habit. You have just said, I'm gonna start doing this. Yes, initially you can call it a choice, but you make a habit out of it. Being a morning person, you have made it a habit. Eating healthy, you have made it a habit. Think about it that way. You are making new habits. You are not necessarily making choices every day. You are embedding new habits. I had a really bad habit of using food in a really bad way. Overeating, binging, starving, overexercising, doing all these things, using drugs and alcohol. It was a really bad habit. At first, it kind of was a choice, but I was doing it so long, eventually it just became a habit. It just became a habit. And then it had a really hard time stopping. So positive changes, okay? Positive habits can have an equal effect. Wouldn't you love not being able to stop taking care of yourself? It's like an addiction. It's like, I have to get out and walk every day. I have to lift weights for 5 minutes. I have to do a little yoga. I really don't feel good when I don't drink X amount of water. It's a habit. It's a habit. So what are those habits that you need to create to support that goal? If weight loss is your goal, we can't just sit around and go, I need to lose weight. I'm gonna lose weight. If you look at all of your habits during the day, if none of them support weight loss is never going to happen. If you've never once written down that your goal is to lose 50 pounds, 100 pounds, 20 pounds, you know, eat healthier, whatever it is. I'm just throwing something simple out there. Anything can be your goal. Your goal can be become a New York Times best-selling author. Your goal can be to pay off your truck. Your goal can be to retire in Tennessee. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. But the first thing I want to ask you is, one, have you ever written it down? And if not, why? And if you're saying to yourself right now, Hope, that is so dumb, I'm never going to do that. Well, guess what? You're probably never going to get there. Because again, we need to help support our subconscious brain in reminding us that this is what we want, this is how we're going to get there, and that we already have it. Again, we act in the subconscious more than the conscious. What we do during the day is more habit than it is choice. It's science, okay? We can't undo that beyond doing it. Okay? So whatever it is that you want, whatever it is that your goal is, let's get to reality. Where are you today? Where actually are you? Okay? And then how do I get there? What's the next step? We have to see ourselves as we are, where we are. It's a humbling experience, but it's been in my experience. It's also a really great experience because it's like now I can start to make those new choices. Now I can start to create those new habits, okay? Choose a timeline. What is your timeline? If I wanna lose 100 pounds a year, I mean, come on, 2 months is not realistic. So what is a timeline? Give yourself a timeline, because if you wake up every single morning and you're like, I need to lose weight every day. I need to lose weight. Like, there really isn't any motivation to make that happen. And motivation comes from within. I can't motivate you. Motivation comes from within. So what's your timeline? And be realistic. I don't mean be lax, like in 10 years, you know, whatever. You know, I don't want to pressure myself. Like, setting a timeline on a goal is a really great way to help get your brain in gear, to help you start seeing things differently. If you want to run a marathon, I am not a runner. Only time I run is if a bear is chasing me, and there has yet to be a bear chasing me. Or my kids think that they're faster than me, and I will beat them every time. But if your goal is to become, you want to run a marathon, and then pick a marathon. Pick Disneyland's marathon in May or whatever. I don't know when it is, but it's like coming up because some of my friends on Facebook are making costumes right now. So I'm not in that world. That's like an alternate universe to me, but it must be coming up soon. So if you want to run a marathon, pick one to run. Now you have an end goal. If your goal is to retire and you're like, I don't know, it's going to be really hard to prepare for retirement if you haven't picked when. And it's okay if when you get there, it changes a little bit, but don't set yourself up for that where it's like, oh, you know, I've only trained like twice and 6 months have gone by. You know, I'm just not going to run that marathon. I'm just not ready. No, you didn't try. You didn't set yourself up. You didn't prepare. You didn't change your habits. Okay, so this is what we're trying to do. Like, so much of what we're unhappy with in life, so much of what we desire in life is in our control. Here's what I've discovered, and I'm saying this because it's my own thought, not directed at anybody. The people that bitch and complain, I just got right to it, didn't I? The people that bitch and complain are bitching and complaining because they're not spending that time on themselves. Improving themselves, changing what they don't like about the world. You ever notice that? The people that are positive, the people that are driven, the people that are getting where they want to go, they don't have time for that. They're not sitting there, you know, being a troll, being a Debbie Downer, because they can't subject themselves to that kind of environment. And they don't have time for it, and they don't see the value in it. It doesn't get them anything. It's like a dopamine boost. If you've ever been around someone that just like takes the axe to people, they're probably getting some sort of in the moment dopamine boost that makes them feel good. It's kind of like alcohol and technology and drug addiction. When you do it, when you look for the text message, when you take the drink, when you take the drag, it's like that instantaneous like and I think that happens with people that are trolls. With people that are Debbie Downers that are like, that's so dumb, I'm not gonna do that. And they get this like high of like rejecting an opportunity to better themselves. And maybe it's because they haven't yet got to that rock bottom and looked at where they actually are and seen what's going on so that they can move forward and make a positive change. Like, I'm sharing this with you because this is stuff that I've all figured out in my own life. This is stuff that it's like, I watch stuff, I listen to stuff, I read stuff, and it's like inside of me where it's like, someone just needs to say something. And I'm saying this because I believe with every cell in my being, and there are like 72 trillion cells in your body, that we can do anything that we want, that we can change, that we can live a better life, that we can reach every single goal. Remember, if you've listened to the show before, Not one doctor, not two doctors, not three doctors told me best case scenario, I learned just to function in the world. That I would forever be an addict. I would just be on medication just to help me get through the day. And I would just kind of be this numb mummy walking around. Like, best case scenario. Like, they didn't think that I could get any further in life. I was so far down the rabbit hole of addiction and depression and substance abuse and food abuse and all these other things that they were just hoping for the bare minimum. And something in me flipped where I was like, middle finger to you. That is not gonna be my life. See, they couldn't fix me. My yoga teacher couldn't fix me. My parents couldn't fix me. My spouse couldn't fix me. Like, when I got married, I still had problems. Like, I still had a lot of shit going on. And it almost broke up our marriage. Like, it was very straining. I'm not going to lie. And I'm sharing this with you because it is nobody's responsibility but yours to reach your goals, to change your life, to see things differently, to whatever it is that you want to do. Hey, good morning, Al. Hey, good morning, Alan. It's your responsibility. And I'm saying this to empower you to really say, hey, like, you can do this. I'm gonna see if I can, let's go down. I have a up, stand up, down desk, so I'm trying to avoid the comments so it like doesn't cover up my face. But we're talking about goal setting, we're talking about being positive, we're talking about change, and I just want you all to really see. Good morning, Robert! Love you! Love all of you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're talking about making these changes, and you can't make any changes in your life unless you first know where you are. I mean, think about the logical thing. If you go to a mechanic because your truck is making some funny noise and you don't know what's going on, you take it to the mechanic and you're like, fix the problem. What is the first thing the mechanic does? He figures out what the problem is. He looks at everything and says, we have to assess. We have to look at what is actually in front of us, what the current situation is, to figure out what the problem is. And the reason why I'm sharing this with you is because this is a lot like your life. If you have a goal for weight loss, to retire at 68, to move to Tennessee, to run a marathon, to learn how to cook, to whatever it is, learn to rollerblade. I mean, I don't know, I'm just throwing stuff out there. It can be anything. You can have a goal of anything. You have to realize where you are in your life right now. Honestly, again, that idea of like rock bottom, that's why addicts, they never change until they hit rock bottom. I have a family member that, you know, he's 60 some years old, and like we keep thinking like, okay, there's gotta be rock bottom eventually. And it just never happens, never happens, never happens. And he literally refuses to change, doesn't think he has a problem. He has not seen clearly what is really going on yet. So where are you? This is not a I suck as a person exercise. This is a I am stepping into my reality right now so that I can see what's in front of me so that I can actually know what the next steps I have to take are. So once we do that, we're setting that goal. What is one goal? Remember, we can have 10 goals, but we pick one to work on right now. And what is that one goal? Weight loss, retirement, buy a home, pay off your truck, learn to cook, whatever it is, run a marathon. I'm just throwing stuff out there. Doesn't matter. Okay? Pick one. Okay? Because we can't divide our energy into multiple things and expect them all to flourish. Okay? That's like when you plant a garden and you put a bunch of seeds in. If you've ever planted like carrots, those seeds are so flipping small. Like there's no way you can like put each seed in there. You sprinkle them in, they all start to sprout, and then you actually have to weed out some of them. You have to just kind of pick them out because they all can't flourish at the same time. Like they're not going to grow. They're not going to get to their full size, their full potential. So it's okay to have a lot of goals. Just pick one to work on. Write it down in the present tense. Remember, we act in our subconscious brain 80 to 90% of the day. That means 10 to 20% of the day, we are in our conscious brain. meaning you are not really making any choices during the day. You are acting in habits. Habits. Your choice to drink coffee in the morning is a habit. The fact that you keep going to McDonald's every day, even though you know you don't like it, it's because it's a habit. The fact that you say you're tired after work every day and you just want to scroll Facebook and not go for a walk, even though you know the walk is good for you and you think about going for a walk, you even go so far as getting your shoes on, but you don't go for one, is because it's a habit. It's a habit. We want to change those habits, but we can't until we see what our goal is and where we actually are. Okay, so then remember, the second thing is to choose a timeline. What is your timeline? Be realistic, but it should be motivating. If you want to run a marathon, 3 months, 6 months, like, what do you think is a good goal? Pick a marathon to run, register, pay the money. If you want to pay off your truck, look at how much money you still owe on it. Do the math. What do you have to do? Do you have to take on extra hours? Do you have to do something else? Does your spell, like, what is a plan? You might not like what you have to do, but no one said reaching your goals was going to be easy and within the limits of your current habits. If you want to lose weight, guess what? You are probably going to have to change something to many things in your life in order to make that happen. If you want to gain muscle, if you want to drink more water, whatever it is, if you're putting Coke in your body when you should be putting water in your body, first step, stop buying the Diet Coke. It just doesn't magically come into your truck. I mean, come on, guys. So learn to get out of bed. That's right. So if your goal is to get up early, look at what's going on. Are you drinking coffee and cola after 5 p.m., after 3 p.m.? I know some of you drive at night, okay? This doesn't pertain to you, okay? Make sure that you're drinking water and just non-caffeined beverages in the evening. A little movement will help you sleep better. Go for a walk, do a little yoga, lift a little weights, use the fitness center at the petrol station. Like, come on, people, they're there. Stop making fun of them and be one of those people that goes in there. You don't need fancy clothes. Just go in with what you're wearing and do 5 minutes. You're gonna burn some calories, you're gonna bring your heart rate up, you're gonna be able to exhaust yourself a little bit so that you can sleep better. That is one thing I see over and over and over again, not just with trucking, but with a lot of people, is they're not sleeping well because they're not moving enough. They're not exhausting themselves enough during the day. We can be mentally exhausted, but not be physically exhausted. Like, we kind of need both. So we need to move. We need to get up and move. And if your goal is to lose weight, this goes to my next thing that we're going to talk about. I did make some notes that I make sure that I stay on track. Sometimes I go on tangents. Okay, so we're being super honest with where we are, what needs to happen today so that I can make that change for tomorrow. We're setting now 10 stepping stones. So if my goal is to run a marathon, how am I going to make that happen? Well, I need to be running every day. Okay, well, I don't know what that all looks like. Okay, well, in order to run, I actually probably need tennis shoes. Well, now I'm gonna have to buy some tennis shoes. Okay, so now I have tennis shoes, but I have no idea how to run. Well, now I'm actually gonna talk to my friend that runs marathons, or hire a coach that runs marathons that can help train me and give me a plan for what to do in order to do that. Okay, I also recognize that I have to start eating a little bit better. Well, now I need to figure out what kind of a plan I should be on for eating, how much water I should be drinking. Should I be drinking soda? A lot of people that are training for a marathon don't drink alcohol during that time. So there's stepping stones that we're gonna set up to get to that goal. Now, if you think about stepping stones in a path, you don't step on all 10 at once. You set up one. You master that, you make it a habit, okay? The buying shoes is easy. Buy shoes, check mark. Okay, now I actually have to put them on. Okay, now the next thing is, the next stepping stone is, I have to call my friend that runs marathons and I have to ask for help. Tell me everything you know about running marathons. Where did you start? And I'm gonna set up a plan. Next thing is, I'm gonna set my alarm to get up and decide when I'm gonna run. Like, I have to pick a time. That's my biggest nemesis, is for me, yoga, exercise, walking, working out is like my endorphin boost that I need so that I'm not using other stuff. And I tend to get anxiety around it when I don't have a plan. So when I wake up in the morning, if I don't already know when I'm either gonna practice yoga, go to the gym, or go for a walk, I tend to get anxiety through the day. It's like, I know I really need this, I really wanna do this, I love doing it when I'm doing it, but I've never made a plan for myself, I've never set stepping stones for myself in order to do that. So what are your stepping stones? What are your goal? What's your goal? How do I get there, okay? Work backwards. How do I get there? 10 things. Might not be 10, maybe it's 8, maybe it's 6, whatever it is. So it's not just figuring out what you need, but how actually to get there, okay? I recognize that I can't eat truck stop food if my goal is weight loss right now. Right now I go in there and it is just like all of my self-control is gone. I know it's bad for me, but it's a habit and I just keep doing it. So that means you're gonna have to start cooking on the truck. You're gonna have to start planning ahead and bringing food or getting the Instacart app and having food brought to you at the truck stop. You guys, like seriously, I use Instacart app all the time. Al turned me onto it, it's amazing. Like whenever I travel, like out of this world ridiculous. Now, if you're saying to yourself, yeah, I can't do that. What you're saying to yourself then is, yeah, I can't do my goal. What you're saying to yourself is, I'm not ready to want that better thing. I still prefer my unhappiness where I am because that's comfortable and familiar. That's what you're saying to yourself. So every time I would give up when I was trying to get into recovery, what I was saying to myself was, even though I don't like my life right now, even though I'm unhappy, I'm comfortable with that level of unhappiness. I'm okay with that. And I would tell myself all these like deluded things about, you know, oh, Hope, you're trying so hard. And oh, you don't know how what it's like and it'll get better and all these things, which was really important. But it was also like giving me an out. It was giving me an out. So I'm going to be that person today and not give you an out. What's your goal? Where are you really starting from? What's your timeline? Have you written it down? Working backwards, what are the steps to get there? And these can be realistic steps. And there also might be some steps where you're like, I don't know the answer to that right now, but you know that that's a piece to the puzzle. It's okay, because that's not the step you're on right now. And so what is that? And I say write it down, again, because subconscious brain, habits, not choices, but also because when we can see that, when we write, also something happens in our brain versus when we type or talk or text, that kind of stuff, or think about it, it becomes real. And so last week's episode, I said buy a journal, buy a planner, go into Love's, go into TA, stop at Walgreens, stop at Walmart, Amazon it so it's there when you get home, whatever it is, and buy a notebook. Write on the notebook. Hopes, goals, dreams, whatever it is. Get your ass in gear notebook. I don't care, whatever it is. And then on the inside, what's your dream? What's your goal? Okay, it's okay to have many of them. You can write them all down if that helps and then just pick one. And then on the next page, you're gonna write down the steps. And then you're gonna pick a step. And then every single day, you're gonna write down that goal like it's already happened. So that your brain can go, oh, this is true. This is a reality. And your habits then also start to change without having to actually try so hard. Okay, you have to actually try. You can't just wait for that to happen. You actually have to try. But I'm hoping that some of this is ringing true for you. And maybe you're thinking in your head, Hope, this is so dumb. This is so stupid, like off. I'm never listening to this again. Well, I got news for you. I got news for you. If not doing it worked, you would already be where you want to be. And I say this with so much love, so much respect, so much gratitude, because that was me. I'm saying this to myself. and I'm just outwardly expressing it to you. There comes a point, again, there's that rock bottom reality where we see where it's like, what I'm doing is not working. You know, I know a lot of people where they're so smart and they're so brilliant and they have so much insight to life and they know so much about everything. The right foods to eat, the right devices to buy, the right diet plans to do, the best places to go, blah, 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 all of this. But they're not applying it to their lives. And what a shame to waste all of that information and knowledge, and think about what kind of a pioneer those people could be to be able to be like, you know, I got the information now and now I can do it. Like, put the action to it. Make it actually happen. And it's not going to change overnight. You're not going to have this big epiphany where tomorrow, all of a sudden, you're working out 2 hours a day. You're only eating lettuce and drinking all the water you need to. You're never going to touch cola or coffee again. Like, people. Like, I like coffee. I'm going to drink it, okay? Like, you're just, it's not, doesn't work that way. Like, minute percentage of people snap their fingers and make all these changes. Like, that's just not me, and I try to have a reality towards that, and I try to encourage other people to be kind to themselves, but real to themselves about that, so that you can actually gain momentum and have success. Like, that's what I want for you. Like, if you keep are like, I'm gonna be this by this day, but you've never taken any action steps, it's great that you have the goal, but you've forgotten about all this other stuff, okay? And that's why some people are like, oh, you know, give me a fitness plan, give me a nutrition plan, give me all this. If you're not ready for that though, like, I'm blowing hot air. Like, it's not gonna help you. I can't tell you the number of people that have had plans in front of them created by other people and they did them for like a day and then nothing. I'm here to help you, support you, you know, help keep you accountable. But I truly, truly mean this. If you just take an hour, 30 minutes, 10 minutes, and just stop, write this stuff down, like, you can actually figure out a plan to get to your goal that works for you. Bill Weaver is a perfect example. Hey, Bill, how are you doing? We're talking about goals. Bill wants to write music. Guess what? He's gonna have to actually schedule time to write music. And the man does it while driving a truck. Like, come on, people. Like, he has multiple albums out. He does gigs. He does all this stuff. He has a wife. He has goals for his property. Like, he has all this stuff. Like, he has this stuff. And then he figures out what he needs to do to make that happen. And then he does it. He does it. It's not like I don't have a recording studio in my truck, so I guess I'm not gonna play the guitar until I get home. Like, people, we know that's not true. He's playing his guitar all the time. Playing guitar equals being able to have people listen to songs. Having songs people to listen to equals having albums and CDs. Having CDs equals being able to sell them in stores. Being able to sell them in stores, being able to fund his dream. And it's a circle. These are choices that Bill made. And obviously, I'm like talking about Bill and he's on the show. But my point is, he made the decision. He made the decision. So what decision do you want to make? Stop with the excuses. It's going to be hard at times. It's not going to make sense. You're going to feel like you're floundering. It's going to be uncomfortable. You're going to wish you were doing something else. You're going to say to yourself, I wish it was easier. Everyone else has it so much easier, blah, 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 blah. But you can totally do this. You can totally do this. I don't care if you're a truck driver. You can do this. You have goals and dreams just as much as anyone else does. Don't tell yourself that bullshit. That's a lie. Doesn't matter. Okay? So, what's your goal? What's your timeline? What are the 10 steps to get there? Give yourself an end goal. Like, when does that have to happen? And what's step one? What do I need to do today to get to where I want to be tomorrow? Okay? What do I have to do today to get to where I want to be tomorrow? And then you keep telling yourself that and you write it down. Remember, subconscious, everything we do, almost everything we do, are habits, not choices. Drinking coffee in the morning for me is a habit. It truly is. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to candy coat it. It's just like automatic. I could do it with my eyes closed getting out of bed every morning. Like I wouldn't even need to have my eyes open. I know where everything is. It's like my body just does it automatically. That's one of the reasons Bill Weaver is one of my heroes. Exactly. So, okay. Surround yourself with people that are living the life you want to live. And it doesn't mean that you want to be a musician, but they have attributes that you need. Like, watch them, learn from them. Like, I have so many mentors I'm trying to learn from to be able to figure out, like, how do they do that? Versus trying to figure it out on your own. Ask for help. That was like mind blown. One of the biggest things, I was like, why didn't I do this sooner? And I know why, because my ego was in the way, because I was so worried that, you know, oh, people are gonna think so lowly of me, especially when I was going into recovery. It was like, I didn't want people to know. I felt so ashamed. So I like would not ask for help, only from a small group of people. Like I really had a hard time talking about it. So it was a process, okay, it was a process. But eventually I got there. Okay, so who it is, who's doing what you wanna do? Like, find out, learn from them. Like, do those things, super critical. And 70% of what we do during the day is habit. 70%. Think about that for a second. 70% of your day and the choices you make, the things that you say, what you do is all habit. Not choice. It's habit. So if you're struggling to lose weight, the habit might be that every night at 5 o'clock when you park your truck, you go in and you eat, you shower, you go back to your truck and you relax. Because it's a habit. So let's change that habit. It's going to be uncomfortable at first. Give it 2 weeks and you're going to have a new habit. I guarantee it. When you get to the truck stop, do not even give yourself a moment. If you have flip-flops or boots or something on, put on your tennis shoes, okay? If you have to go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom. But then you get your ass back out to the parking lot or into the fitness center and you walk. No excuses. Maybe at 5:10 every day when you pull in, if it's around the same time. I'm just giving you a scenario. Like, don't email me or message me and be like, you don't know what it's like. Like, I get it, okay? You are gonna talk to a certain person every day or every other day, and the other days you're gonna talk to someone else. And for 30 minutes, you're gonna talk on the phone to them. And during those 30 minutes is when you walk. You might be a little out of breath, but they know what you're doing. Hell, they might be doing it too. Do not even give yourself the opportunity. Schedule it. Write it on a post-it note and stick it on your dashboard. Put it in your Google Calendar so that your phone rings at 5 o'clock and it's like, oh yeah, I'm not gonna go in and eat dinner right now. I'm not gonna starve if I wait a half an hour longer. And I'm gonna walk instead. And what that will lead to, I guarantee you, this happens to me every single time I work out. I go and walk, and then I'm like, I'm gonna do 10 minutes of yoga. And then I do 10 minutes of yoga, I'm like, I'm gonna do a little bit of free weights. And I'm gonna do that, okay. And then it's like, all of a sudden, like 45 minutes go by, and I feel so good. And then you sit down for dinner, and you're like, oh, you know, I just did this really great stuff. I don't wanna eat crap. You see what's happening? You see what's happening? You sit down to dinner, and you feel good. You have endorphins going, so you're not gonna use the shitty food as a means to make yourself feel better. It's such a path, people. It's such a path. I do a lot of writing. I'm working on a really big project right now for you guys, and it requires me to do a lot of writing. And I sit down, or I'm thinking about sitting down for writing, and I'm thinking, I have nothing to say. I don't know what to say. I have writer's block. And I'm saying this to myself, and then guess what? I never sit down. But now I schedule it in my calendar and I just sit down and I start, and wouldn't you know it, it just comes. Like, I have to just do it. So I believe in you. You can do this. Okay? You can do this. This is not rocket science. When you look out at people and you're like, how did they get there? It's because they did stuff like this. Last year, I researched like 10 or 12 like high-end people in the U.S. that have achieved their dreams, like business owners, you know, film stars, musicians, all that kind of stuff. And one thing they all had, actually two things they all had in common. One, they had a mentor. And two is they set goals and they did exactly this process in their own way. Like they just didn't like poof, like one day. No one ever hears the story before the one day. No one ever hears the story of how they ground and they were living on food stamps and it was a real struggle and all this stuff. Like no one ever hears that stuff. Like they had the same process. The same process as you're setting up for yourself. Like have dreams, have desires, like everyone on the face of this planet is worth that. Like do not let yourself discount yourself in this life. Like come on, at least let like a troll do that where you can just be like delete. Like don't let your own self do that. I believe that if you're alive, if you're breathing, if you're on this planet, there is still a purpose for you. And I say this because I have chanced death several times. My mom, 8 years ago, fell down teaching a yoga class on my yoga studio 15 minutes in and had a heart attack and a seizure simultaneously. And I had to do CPR on her. And she flatlined 4 times. I'm like, get emotional. She flatlined 4 times between my yoga studio and being intubated at the hospital. Luckily, the hospital was just a few minutes down the road and the ambulance was, they came very quickly. But she should have died. She should have died. But she didn't. And a few years before that, she was in a car accident coming home from yoga at 9 o'clock at night. And she was hit by an ambulance who blew a stop sign. They weren't going anywhere. They didn't have anyone in. But the chick driving was listening to the radio, not paying attention, blew a stop sign because on that road, she said, no one is really ever on that road at 9 o'clock at night, but my mom was. And the paramedics approached my mom's vehicle expecting her to be dead. But she lived. And after that accident, she had to relearn how to feed herself, how to shower, how to walk, how to do pretty much everything. And she did it. After her accident, after her heart attack and stroke, they put her in a coma for 5 days and then brought her out. And her heart surgeon said he's never seen anybody walk out of that ward in the hospital like she did. Like, she's a miracle. You can't believe it. And her recovery, 100%, no issues. Can't believe it. She had like the Black Widow blockage. Like, they couldn't believe it. She had to work really hard. She had to swallow her pride and go to therapy and do all this stuff and take medication she didn't want to take. And now, moving forward, like, there's still purpose for her. There's still purpose for you. Like, we all get dealt a bad hand of cards. Like, we all get shit on. Like, get over it. And I say that because this is what I tell myself. Like, I'm not trying to be a jerk. Like, this is what I tell myself. Like, boo-hoo hope, cry about it. Okay, get over it, and what are you going to do about it? Because if someone was going to fix me 15 years ago, they would have. But nobody did. Help is one thing, fix is another. It had to start with me, just like it has to start with you. Just like my mom could have chosen to say, I'm not gonna do this. Learning to walk again is too hard. Learning to feed myself again is too hard. Like, people had to like wipe her ass, shower her. My sister's a hairdresser. She had to come over and like wash her hair, do her hair, do all this stuff. It was completely demoralizing and just, she hated it. She hated it. But it was either choose to work really hard and do all this stuff. Like, here's a woman in her 50s with a walker, people. Like, it was bad. But she made the decision that she was going to have a goal to walk on her own again, to get back to teaching yoga, to live a normal life, to be able to do all the things that she needed to and be better than she was before. After her heart attack, the heart surgeon actually said she's in better health because of the heart attack. Like, seriously, how is that even possible? So we all have stuff. Don't get caught up in the story of how bad your stuff is. Get obsessed with how remarkable your story is going to be as you step out of it. How you will be that light for somebody else, and you will look back and you'll be like, holy cow. And that look back can happen tomorrow. Like, I was feeling shitty about myself today. I just kept saying, you don't know what it's like. And I just kept thinking about these goals. And holy shit, just yesterday, I did something about it. Just 5 minutes ago, I did something about it. Like, that's amazing. Like, that's amazing. And you can course correct. So that's my last point today. You can course correct. If going down a road is not getting you to your goal, course correct. Have you ever followed Google Maps and it like takes you down this road that like doesn't exist and it's not the right way? And then do you just keep going? No. You course correct. You course correct so that you can get to your destination on time. You figure it out, you stop yourself and you say, time out, just like my son plays basketball now and the coach calls a timeout when they need a course correct. They regroup and they go back out. They don't just quit the game because they're kind of sucking out there. Like, so my son's in fifth grade, cul-de-sac. And if you ever watch Sandlot, like, we call it the Sandlot team or the Band of Misfits because it's just like fifth and sixth grade is such an awkward age. Like, some are tall, some are skinny, some are wide, some are like, just it's so funny when they come out. It's so cute, but like, they're figuring it out. They could have all quit. Like, they've played 5 games now. They finally won a game on Monday night. Like, come on, people. You can't just quit. You can't just try in your head. You can't just look at your life and say, you don't know what it's like, poor me. You can't just gain information and be the smartest person in the room, but yet you're the only person not trying, not actually doing it, not actually using the stuff that you have. Like, that won't help. It won't help. Why do you think it is that people, you go to, okay, so I went to Nashville in July. People on the side of the road, they don't have any equipment. This chick is playing the violin. It's not even plugged in. It's acoustic without being acoustic. Best violin playing I've ever heard in my life. Like, she wasn't letting not having fancy equipment, not being a signed star, not, you know, living in wherever, like, getting her down. Like, this chick was rocking. It was unbelievable. She knew where her reality is, what she has to do, the course she has to take, and what her goal is. I'm pretty sure her goal is to become a famous violinist. My God, she is on her way. Every day, she is on her way. If your goal is to lose weight, here's your goal. What are your 10 steps? Start today. Course correct if what you're doing is not working. Be real with where you are and course correct. Ask for help. Look out at people that are doing it. Like, stop just trying to like sit in your bubble and expect things to change. It's just not gonna work that way. And I say that with love. I say that with love because I want you to be successful. I believe in you. One of the things I love so much, like, Matt's is coming up and I get to meet so many drivers that are so flippin' awesome. Like, drivers, truck drivers are some of my favorite people in this world because you are so real and so raw. And like, my dad was a sewer pipe layer. Like, I like that. Like, that grit. But it doesn't mean you can't have goals. Just because you live a life that way, you're a truck driver, you're on the road, like, you can have goals, you can have aspirations, you can be a fit-ass mofo driving a truck. Like, it's choices, people. It's choices. Choices that you make into habits. Choices that you make into habits. Okay? Let's make those, be the subconscious, be the reason. Call your friend, tell them you're gonna walk with them. Make sure that you seek out which truck stops have fitness centers. Put it in your calendar that your alarm goes off at X amount of time. You can get up earlier. You can shower later. You can make food in your truck. You can do all these things. I believe you can. I believe you can. And then finally, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's just do it. Just do it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off. No matter what, once you set the timer, that rocket ship is blasting off, my friend. Like, it's going somewhere. It's not blasting off. Like, it's time for you to do that. Goals are not just about trying. They're about making an actual decision. So today, I want to help you make a decision, okay? Al says one of the reasons Bill Weaver is, he's my hero. So love Bill Weaver. Motivation does come within. I can inspire you. Bill can inspire you. You know, anyone else can inspire you. But then you got to dig down, pull it out, and do something with it. If I can do it, Bill can do it, my mom can do it, if so many other people that I've met can do it, I believe that you can. You have to believe yourself that you can first. Don't overthink it. Just do it. If you start thinking up here, you're already going to talk yourself out of it. I guarantee it. Like when I get up in the morning and I'm like, ugh, I don't want to drink water. I'm just like, nope, I'm just going to drink 8 ounces of water before I even think about it. And I'll tell you what, the mornings that I do that, it's actually easier for me to drink water during the day versus not, because like I already made a decision of like, ugh, water. So don't even think about it. You have a plan. You have a path. You have stepping stones. You have a goal. You know what to do. Now you just got to do it. All right. That's all I have for you today, you guys. I'll leave you with one final thought. If when doing this all, you read some fancy book or you listen to some audio or podcast and they start talking about balance, it is not about balance. Rarely will you have balance in your life. I call bullshit. It's about a pendulum. Sometimes you swing this way, sometimes you swing this way. Sometimes work is your focus, sometimes you have a lot of free time. Sometimes this, sometimes that. And it's learning to swing with the pendulum. It's learning to be flexible. It's learning to embrace the imbalance and still reach for your goals. You can do this. I believe you can do this. If you need help, reach out. I can't reach out to everybody because I don't know who needs reaching out to. But if you reach out to me and say, Hope, can you help me? Can you check in with me on Mondays at 5:30? I'll message you back and say, I can't do 5:30, but I can do 6. Like, I'll PM you, I'll text you, I'll call you. But if that's one of the steps that you need, reach out. If it's not me, somebody else, whatever it is. I believe in you. All right. Until next time, thanks so much for tuning into A Daily Dose of Hope. Remember, your life matters. No matter how hard it gets, you should never lose hope. Most importantly, please share out this broadcast. If you feel like this might help somebody else, inspire somebody else, it might be words that they need to hear, please share out this broadcast. I know it might seem simple and silly and like, oh, I don't want to do it, but that one little share button makes a big difference for us to be able to reach more people just like you. All right, guys, until next time, I'll talk to you soon. See you soon. Bye now.